For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause. The brand new Hooper Bay Charter School opened its doors this fall to students in grades 4 through 8. In October, the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development selected the charter school to receive more than $500,000 in federal grant funding. Hooper Bay Charter School's mission is to provide culturally relevant education through a unique place-based science curriculum. Even with the added challenge of opening a school amidst the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, charter school principal Jamie Woolman says that there are some positive outcomes.
In reality, it was very helpful for our teachers and for our students because we got a lot more training with our teachers, and it allowed us to kind of slow down a pace and really focus on the most important things in our school and develop them first.
Principal Woolman described the education grant as, quote, icing on a beautiful cake that they had already been made, end quote. The curriculum centers around thematic units, which Woolman calls treks, which are based on scientific topics or concepts found locally in Hooper Bay.
For example, we have some windmills, and we use those as our scientific theme, and we match standards and to that theme so that even in reading and writing and arithmetic and everything else that we would be doing, including history and UPIC, would be around the idea of the windmill and what it does.
Alaska Department of Education and Early Development Commissioner Michael Johnson said of the Hooper Bay School that, quote, increasing culturally relevant education to meet student and workforce needs was identified as one of the top priorities in Alaska's education challenge, end quote. Principal Woolman believes that Hooper Bay Charter School's culturally aligned curriculum will empower her students to recognize a connection between education and their traditional Alaska Native culture.
The biggest thing is that they connect with their community, they connect with their elders, and that they see a relevance for Yupik culture, and they can add that as part of their learning.
Hooper Bay Charter School opened in the yellow zone in the fall, but has since moved to distance learning model due to local COVID-19 cases. Although Principal Woolman hopes for a chance to have students attend school in person by the end of this school year, she is grateful for many opportunities to, quote, open the world of the students and make them stewards of their own education, end quote. The Alaska Native Heritage Center announced Thursday that it would close its doors to the public until November 30th out of precaution for the coronavirus. For more information, email Heritage Center Executive Director Emily Edenshaw at eedenshaw@alaskanative.net. That's eedenshaw@alaskanative.net. For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.